talking about technology. I'm from the third world, so this is something new to me, or this little microphone. I don't know when to push or unbutton. I kind of worried this morning that I will carry this and making sound from private place like that, you know. Okay, anyway, I got through that part. Okay, fine. Well, you know, brother and sister, we have wonderful and great God. Our God is awesome. You know, I'm here and thinking about my life, where I came from and where I am right now and who I am with right now, and just amazed, you know, how God bring us together. Our God who created universe, all this visible there and beyond visible, out there, and above all of that, God is the one who created all this. And with this world, with people who have different thoughts, different beliefs, God is the one that created them. And I praise God because I am from that kind of people out there that once did not believe in God, did not worship in God. Even though in my culture, there's evidence, their vocabulary, every day we talk about God, but we never worship Him. Until somebody care enough to bring us the gospel. The gospel that came to us did not work out like you push the remote control. Sometimes in our life today, we want things happen like bam, 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 like that. It didn't happen that way. But only in the church that you can push the button. The preacher had to do this and do that, you know, finish and write in order and at the right time. But in real life, it doesn't happen that way. But God is working through times and culture, and that He reached down to this world, that at the right time, He sent His begotten Son and died for us on the cross. And that's who remembered just a while ago, partake the cup and the bread. And back to me. I was born in 1960. In the mountain, in the village. Have no idea about this modern world. Have not seen any white people. Missionary came to us. Nobody except the Lord Jesus, they kick out, they don't want, they don't come to our village. The missionary prayer. No one convert. Nobody came. Very discouraged. But women pray for them. Church lady pray for them. Because most of the time church men were busy out working in the farm. Church lady, widow pray. But something happened. One day, one man came to the Lord, said, I have enough with this spirit. Worship this spirit. Please come to my house. First man came. And then more and more came. You go back and read the story of J. Russell Moore. You go back and read the family of the missionary to China. How God answered the prayer. Because God is living God. It is not something. It is not about religion. You know, you want to know about Christianity. You want to know about how pure, how holy about Christianity. It's not about what we talk, but how we live. How we take care of orphans and widows. How we live our life. The life of the missionary become the gospel, bringing the gospel to people. The life of the Christian in United States, in USA, and other parts of the world had been the visible things for them to see. Praise the Lord. That same gospel touched my heart. When I was still lost, didn't know anything, my father was the gun smuggler, drugs trafficker. Had nothing to do with God. Don't want anything to do with God. But one day, he fall flat. He lost all his business, his fortune. And he fall flat. Call out to God, "Help me! Help me!" And the missionary stood beside him. Take him along. Like little orphan. You know, many people, me, even older people, have this orphan mentality. The wound, the trauma inside. The gospel, God's love is there to heal all wounds. You have wounds? God is healing through the body of Christ. And that same gospel, that same Christianity, that love overflow through the church, through missionary, come to my family. In 1977, April, still remember very clear the day that we took down the spirit shell, burned it, and we were baptized in the same day. From then on, I became a child of God. From the hillbilly, uneducated, very stutter, shame, timid, backward, God turned me to another person. God led me to Bible Institute, being trained, being surrounded with loving and kind. I was not a good boy. Didn't think that I would be this far. But somebody cared enough to listen. In counseling, when you want to help somebody, don't try to be an expert. Use your ear. Listen more. God will do the action, healing somebody. Same thing. This missionary listened to me. This missionary, this professor, listened to this crazy boy from the village. In 1988, April, my wife, my son, three of us came to USA and study in the Bible College, back then called Pacific Christian College. And nowadays they call Hope International University. Okay, maybe there's bigger hope now. Anyway, I went there, slept through, this jet lag I never experienced before. But with God's help, I've accomplished my education. I went back. Trusting in God, God will help. No support, no church back behind. But God is behind me. And God has His church somewhere behind me. I had no idea about Kalkaska. Somebody asked me, "How do you get connection with this?" How? I don't have the formula. God has it. And somehow, I got connected with Kalkaska. I know, Andy, many pounds ago. I said many pounds ago because when we first met, I was about this big. And I grew and grew smaller. Now we are back here again. And this is how God works. You listen. God listened to you. God healed you. And as a body of Christ here in Kalkaska, you have an impact with people throughout the world. I don't think that everybody here went to Haiti. But you have part in Haiti, in saving those lives. And you can believe, put your trust in the Lord. Through those children, there will be new president coming, new leaders coming. You're going to see something new over there. God has His kingdom founded over there. Same thing, that God works through me. Who will think that this a little atapa from the mountain, that one day he will be standing with leaders, with top leaders? I never think about that. Who would think that little Joseph from Canaan will go to Egypt and stood with Pharaoh? Who would think this Moses, that someday he will stand before Pharaoh and lead the nation to the new land? Who would think? That same God is with you. And we all together can turn the world upside down again. Because this same Jesus is in us, leading us. Brother and sister, you are not too old to do this. You are not too young to do this. We are just about right to do this. Just about right and perfect. Well, I can go and on, but we have time limited here. You know, in America, you have time. You follow the time. But we, the Asian people, we are oriented, event-oriented. If the event going good, we stay there for a whole day or maybe 2 days, but not you. So I want to stop here and just want to let you know that when you walk out from here, you have Jesus with you. You don't leave it in the church. He is with you. And we together stick together. Out there, are you a farmer? Are you office worker? Are you teacher? Are you something out there? Continue to be part of the church, part of the kingdom there, and remember what God can do through you together. Let's turn this world around. Don't worry about the end time. We have been in end time since Pentecost Day. Don't worry about China. We have friends in China. They are underground church. You never imagine who are in that underground church. Big people are humble before God. We together, with this love of Jesus, unite us together, the whole world. Praise the Lord. Thank you.